In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. These words the Lord makes clear to us that the Father has a place for everyone, that ultimately God desires the salvation of all people. But they have to find the way, and that's the struggle. For the apostles, they had a little bit of an advantage. They could actually see Christ face to face. They could see his works in the world, and so it was easier for them to know the way, to truly learn how to follow him. But for us, it can be more of a challenge. Now, through faith, we know that we can see Christ in the sacraments, that we can hear about his life in the scriptures, and we can discover the way. But for people who do not have faith, they can't do that. God still calls them to salvation, but they cannot see Christ in those places. The only way they can see him is through the baptized, through the body of Christ, which means us. And that's a wonderful gift, a great privilege that Christ has given to us, that he gives each of us the ability to participate in the work of salvation, to draw all people into his kingdom. It's one of those interesting things about Christianity is that it's not an individualistic religion. It's never about the salvation of the one, it's about the salvation of the many. No one is saved alone. We are always saved as part of a community through relationship. That is true just as much in the time of Christ as it is today. And so each of us has a role to play. We are supposed to become a clear image of the way for all people. But how often do we do things that prevent them from seeing it? How often do we sin and create barriers to the way? How often do our actions stop people from realizing who Christ is? The truth is, God will judge us for those actions. He will judge us harshly for pushing people off the way. Throughout Christian history, there have been many times when we have pushed people away from Christ. But he's calling us to be better, to truly imitate him. He wants us to be pure reflections of who he is, so that all people can see Christ face to face. And so it's important for us to really reflect on our lives, to see where are those places where we are still barriers. Where are those places where we push people off the way and prevent them from attaining salvation? To let those go, to let Christ's grace into our hearts and truly transform us until we can imitate him perfectly, realizing that it's not about us individually, but it's about everyone. Any growth in holiness we achieve will help draw more people to him, help bring more people to salvation and eternal life. So let us chase that goal with our whole minds and hearts, to put everything in it, to recognize our every thought, our every action will either draw people closer to him or it will push them away. And that alone will decide where we go in this next life, to the houses that the Father has prepared for us, that he wills that we attain, or off to the second death. Let us confess the faith. I believe